This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Retail is hard. Straight up, old-fashioned, selling stuff to people face-to-face, retail is the subject here. And those companies are having to make some tough choices. Where to open or close stores, what to put in them even, because you can get what you want, when you want, delivered where you are at the click of a mouse nowadays, right? We sent Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman out from the cozy confines of our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting to figure out what specific incarnations of brick-and-mortar retail might survive, dare one say thrive.
Why do retailers even bother having stores in malls or on Main Street anymore, with all the added costs of real estate and fancy displays, sales staff, and inventory?
Consumers do shop differently in stores. They tend to make more impulse purchases, and the longer they're in a shopping environment, the more money they're likely to spend.
Golden Gate University psychologist Kit Yarrow does these fly-on-the-wall shadow shopping trips with consumers. She says if you're a retailer, you want real live consumers walking through actual stores being served.
They also have the pressure of somebody helping them, which a lot of times creates this sense of obligation, and it can result in a more immediate purchase with less shopping around.
And even as many store chains struggle under the online retail onslaught, some major retailers are thriving in this new multi-channel brick-and-mortar plus e-commerce environment.
The couch is deeper than the love seat.
I can't remark on that. I don't know why that would be.
It is.
I'm at the giant IKEA store in Portland, Oregon. Admittedly, all IKEA stores are giant. This one's at a new outdoor mall by the airport. Alessandra Zinni, originally from Italy, is the store manager. We're drinking coffee in the busy customer cafeteria, and she has the Swedish company's strategy mantra down pat.
Being the multi-channel leader in life at home.
Multi-channel leader, life at home. What does all that mean? Well, for starters, the company, which was late to the online sales game, is now aggressively expanding both its website and its network of megastores across the country. And IKEA's experimenting with retail modes in between, click-and-collect pickup sites for online sales, an interactive platform to do home design on the web. Meanwhile, Zinni says store traffic is actually up.
The reason why the customer will continue to come to our store? Inspiration. We are not imagining an online website that can give you the inspiration that we can create by showing a room setting.
Another strategic advantage for IKEA, demographics. They're catering to web-savvy millennials who need affordable furniture to fit into their tiny, unaffordable apartments. And exclusivity. Only IKEA sells IKEA furniture, so they don't have to battle against people comparison shopping for the lowest price online. Plus, IKEA's a destination.
When you come to the store, you want to have a fun day out for the entire family. We have a kids area. We have a restaurant.
Those Swedish meatballs doused in lingonberry sauce.
Food is finding its way into everything.
Herb Heiserman is an architect and designer and principal with the retail development firm StreetSense in suburban Maryland.
And I'm not saying that you're going to have a whole restaurant in a J.Crew store, but you're seeing a combination of retailing and food offering environments that extend the stay of the customer.
Heiserman says retail chains are desperately trying to figure out how to keep at least some of their stores open in major metro areas, in upscale destination malls, and hip urban neighborhoods where their brand will be seen and noticed.
People still need a home base, still need a touchdown and connect with the brand itself. And I don't believe you get that 100% online.
But he says many retailers simply don't have enough in-store sales anymore to keep all of their locations open. The stores that are left will increasingly offer experience more than inventory. Heiserman points to the up-and-coming men's clothing brand Bonobos, where you go not to a store but to a guide shop that stocks one of every size and color just to try on.
You're really going into a billboard for the store, designed very nicely, a nice experience, but you're not coming home with the product. These retailers are going to go towards distribution centers, not unlike Amazon, rather than seeing it online, but you're going and touching it and feeling it and sitting in it, and then it comes to your door.
All of which means there's probably going to be a lot of empty retail real estate in malls and on main streets across America in coming years. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.